We begin today our observance of the first day of daylight savings time. I think it has had some impact on attendance. I suspect in about 30 minutes there will be a lot of people running through the door thinking, I forgot to change my clock. And I love when we change to daylight savings time. But the thing about it is it's a system. It's an attempt. And we will have not just more daylight because of the time of year, because of the seasonal change, but we will appear to have more light because we have manipulated the daylight to suit our needs. Daylight savings time is our effort to minimize and manipulate the darkness. Why do we do that? Partly because our desire for a sense of control permeates almost everything we do. And we feel like we can accomplish more in the light. We can speak with greater certainty in the light, and we do love our certainty. It feeds our need to feel we're in control. But despite our discomfort in it, nighttime isn't in itself undesirable because it can bring us our clearest, most powerful revelations and realizations. And that lesson comes to us through Nicodemus, who the gospel says came to Jesus by night. In the darkness, whether it is physical darkness or emotional or spiritual darkness, we often find gifts and a new awareness of them which we could not have appreciated in the daylight. Personally, I realized very acutely the importance of my family when I started to lose them, when things got very dark for me. I had many regrets, not only for things I had done, but especially for things I had left undone. I wish we had spent more time together, laughing and loving and crying and talking and remembering. But then it was dark, and I couldn't do it anymore, and I realized the importance of the people I love. And in my spiritual life, I learned the most about my own religion, my own spirituality, and my relationship with God in the darkest times of this particular church. Those times revealed to me that at that moment I was worshiping the church instead of God. And so in that dark time, I learned something that I could not have learned if everything had gone well. There is this time when you face the darkness and sadness and grief and all of those things, despair. And those times can teach us things because we're not certain of our place in the world. Walter Brueggemann, and actually many, many writers, call this transitional time, this place between other places, he calls it liminality. Liminal means between two things. He calls it an unsettling feeling at the threshold of something new when life is gathered into a wholly new configuration. He says that this liminality, this between state, is something that the church is always living into. On the threshold of something new, always. It can be a place of darkness and uncertainty, but it can also be a place of transforming revelation. Scripture admonishes us in what we often call the Great Commission to go and baptize others. Now, as much as I would like that to be about getting more numbers in the church, that's my thing. This is not a scripture about church development. It is about going out there and reminding as many people as we can about Jesus. That when they face the darkness, they are not alone. And that they have never been alone. And the more people that we can convince of the presence of Jesus in their troubles, the better our world will be. And we in the church all of us, we are made for the dark in terms of what we are able to offer to our culture and our world. I don't know if you all have seen this, but in my own life and in my life with the church, I have seen that many people start or begin again to seek God in a deeper way when they encounter tragedy, because suddenly they're in a darkness they cannot control. And the truth is, if we can find a way to surrender our need for daylight, our need for certainty, we can be transformed. We can have God revealed to us if we let go of certainty as a way of measuring success. So we have Nicodemus in this gospel story. And I look at him and I think, did Nicodemus understand with great certainty what Jesus was telling him about when he said he had to be born from above? Obviously he did not, given his questions. He asked, how can anyone be born after growing old? Can anyone enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born? He didn't understand in the moment. But there in that nighttime, he moved toward something which would change his understanding and his seeking of God. He did not give up, lacking certainty, and return fully to his predictable reliance on the law and current Jewish practice. He was a Pharisee, a religious leader comfortable with the religious establishment. And yet here he was coming to Jesus at night, willing to embrace the darkness, willing to embrace this newness, this threshold of a new thing. Well, how do we know that he was transformed in this encounter in the nighttime? At great risk to his reputation and possibly to his own life, he would later come with Joseph of Arimathea to claim Jesus' body for burial. That scripture says Nicodemus, who had at first come to Jesus by night, also came. Elsewhere in John's gospel, Nicodemus tries to intercede for Jesus when they want to murder him. And he says, or the scripture says, Nicodemus, who had gone to Jesus before and who was one of them, in other words, those accusing him, asked, our law does not judge people without first giving them a hearing to find out what they are doing, does it? Nicodemus was somehow changed, or at least the door was open to change, because he had the courage to go in the nighttime to see Jesus. The nighttime is something we don't invite. We don't want to go through tragedy. We don't want to go through sadness and loss and all of those things that can cause our world to feel very dark. But when the darkness comes, we try to enter it. We try to enter it trusting God and surrendering our need for certainty and control and manipulation of the darkness. So here we are today. The first day of daylight savings time. We've done it again. Are we more in control of darkness than we were yesterday? No, but we've convinced ourselves we are. And yet, in our need for the comfortable illusion of control, we may have neglected to see the gift of revelation.